Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert. I am the founder and your host for tonight's program. Just some quick information, mainly for those of you who are listening for the first time. We've been on the air now since December 2005. We began as an audio program over the internet, like we've been doing here again for the last couple of years. And then from 2006 to 2011, I made 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, going out on missions with our troops. Spent more time outside the wire than inside the wire. We went into villages. We basically documented with them the progress stories, the positive things that were being done to help the people that really, unfortunately, did not make it in the news a lot. And we have hundreds and hundreds of videos on YouTube of that footage, unedited. And what's amazing to me is we're close to 300,000 viewers now of one or more of these videos. And I haven't been able to advertise at all. It's all word of mouth. People are finding the videos even 3 years after my last trip over there. They're finding them. Families are finding them. So we're real excited to see that happening. For the last basically 2 years, we've been back doing audio programs again. For health reasons, I haven't been able to go back over again. And so we went back to an audio program. And for the last 11 months now, we've been part of an alliance of military support groups. We're a strategic partner with a group called r4alliance.org. And when they first contacted me, well, Burke Gillette, when he first contacted me back last year, they had 19 members, all military support groups, most led by veterans and or military family members, and now there are over 60 members. It's growing so fast, and we have interviewed and helped with programs like we're going to do tonight with almost 50 of them now. It's been an amazing, amazing, and enlightening experience. Most of these organizations are led by veterans or military families, but most by veterans themselves. It's veterans helping veterans. And it's been such an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to all these wonderful Americans from across America. By the way, we're also doing, and have been now for about 6 months, we've been doing another weekly program with soldiers from 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, from Schofield Barracks. And for months now, we've been having call-ins from them. Some of those calls have come in from Australia, Philippines. We may have another one coming in from Indonesia next week. We're going to continue doing that with them as well. And the reasons are basically the same. They've been over in the Pacific Theater, and there's been not much news reports about it. You know, they're doing a lot of great work over in these countries, working with the local military and local people. And so they get a chance to share their stories as well. So tonight, we're going to be talking with another member of the r4alliance.org. English River Outfitters was formed in May 2008 by a 23-year military veteran, Chuck Yeerts. His brother, Kyle, who also has over 23 years of military service, and Karen Fisher, a Gold Star wife, whose husband served in the military for over 17 years. And what their original goal was to offer a quiet, relaxing recreation area for our veterans and their families, with a particular focus on accommodating disabled veterans and serving Blue Star, Silver Star, and Gold Star families. And we're going to find out more about this now from Chuck Yeerts. Welcome, Chuck, to the program, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Bob. It's an honor to be on your radio show. So,
well, the honor's all mine. But I appreciate that.
Well,
so could you start out, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and about your military service?
I'm based out of Iowa. I'm born and bred in Iowa. And when I first joined the military, I joined the United States Marine Corps in 1974. I was one of the last ones to get a 2-year enlistment, and a buddy of mine went in and enlisted right behind me about a week later and had to go ahead and sign up for 4 years. So I was very fortunate that I just got a 2-year enlistment. So I did my 2 years. I got back out, and then I come back home. I was doing heating and air conditioning, and the economy went crazy, so I went back into the military, and this time I went into the Army. And I ended up doing 21 years in the Army. So a lot of people, they go, well, why did you jump ship and go from the Marine Corps to the Army? As well, the Army offered me a challenge. It's looking good for good qualified Marines to teach them the right way to do things. And being a good Marine, I had to take the challenge. So,
wow, that's great. So, I can hear the comments going on right now, almost.
You bet.
Go ahead.
So I served 21 years in the Army, and part of my job, you know, when I was getting ready to retire, was we was having troops come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and my job was to help get them enrolled into our VA system. And so we'd give them the paperwork to go down and start doing them processing paperwork stuff, and they'd get frustrated and throw it in the trash. So I started going with them for their first initial appointment. Just keep them occupied, talk to them, keep their anxieties down. And so most of them knew that I was getting ready to retire, and they wanted to know what I was going to do. So I told them that I was wanting to start up a hunting and fishing lodge, you know, as a business when I got ready to retire. And they go, oh man, if we had something like that, that would be so awesome, just to get away and relax, you know, and just be with somebody that understands what we're going through. And I got to thinking, you know, and I started looking around, doing a little bit of research, and I didn't find anything out there, you know, like what I was wanting to do for our veterans, for our guys and gals coming back. There was one place up in Minnesota that offers fishing, and that's the Veterans on the Lake. That was the only organization around back in 2008, 2007, 2008, when I got started, that was doing any kind of outdoor activities for our veterans. So I got to talking to some Vietnam vet friends of mine, and they said, you know, Chuck, I think you got something. Says, when we come back, there was plenty of property where we could go hunt or go fish. He says, but with the way times are, farmers are afraid to allow anybody to come on their ground to do any hunting because of liability issues. So I changed my business plan from being a lucrative business plan to a nonprofit. I'm still doing what I was wanting to do. I'm just not getting paid for it. So we started up with just 6 veterans in 2008. We are averaging right around 300 veterans a year now coming through our lodge.
Wow. And what do they do? What do they do when they come to your lodge? Just give us kind of a overview for the veterans that are listening right now and they're just hearing about you.
We do a lot of communicating. We do a lot of bonding, just sitting around a bonfire and just sharing stories. We use the hunting and the fishing. That's a common denominator. That gets people interested. Everybody wants to go fishing. Everybody wants to go hunting for some great Iowa white-tailed deer, and we've got some massive ones out here. We get a lot of guys coming in wanting to turkey hunt, and that's the common denominator. That gets everybody out here and get us into a blind and stuff. Once we're out into a blind, you know, whether it's deer hunting, turkey hunting, or fishing on a dock, you know, we start talking and we start bonding, and then the hunting and the fishing and everything else just kind of comes secondary. If you happen to see something and you happen to shoot something, that's great. You know, you're ecstatic. But the real reward comes from just meeting somebody new and talking and finding out how they're dealing with their issues, and then you sharing yours with them. And you know, you get away from that big old hodgepodge of the VA where all they want to do is they got a doctor sitting there in a white coat and wanting to shove pills down your throat because they think that's the best way to treat your PTSD or your TBI or in some cases with the women, MST, your military sexual trauma cases. And a lot of times all it is just, you know, hey, I just want to vent. I just want somebody to listen to me and so I can share what I've been through. And it might help them. and vice versa. So a lot of ours, we've got a three-tier module system that we work on, personal hygiene, communication, anger management, you know, and we'll hit all this stuff. We'll do computer work, you know, we'll do some construction work. We've got electricians that are wanting to get back into the work field. We'll do a life skills program and bring them in. We'll do different types of construction projects, whether it's masonry, construction work, electricians, plumbers, whatever it is. We build fishing docks. We'll build permanent deer blinds and turkey blinds. We'll get people out there, you know, we'll put them on a tractor so that they can do a food plot so we can bring more animals in. Maybe somebody wants to learn a new trade. So we'll bring a backhoe in, or we'll bring an excavator in, a bulldozer, and we'll just have them just play with the stuff and get familiar with it. You know, and, you know, if they decide that they like to get into a different career field from what they were in before, then we help them do that as well.
Wow, that sounds great.
So our weekend, you know, we start off, you know, on just with a weekend, you know, usually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The ones that want to stay a little bit longer, we'll keep them on a little longer if they want. Not everybody can stay. And so then we'll finish up. We'll put the projects on hold. We'll get another group of veterans in to pick up where they left off, and we'll continue our projects. And so everything we've got down at our lodge so far has all been built with the volunteers of our disabled veterans. And we've had a couple of electricians that were afraid to get up on a ladder because they got rattled with an IED. And so their equilibrium was all screwed up. So we helped them get the confidence to climb up on a ladder. We had a mason that didn't think he could lay block anymore. We brought him in, and we helped him adapt so that he could get back into laying block again. It was just really phenomenal. It was just, you know, when you put somebody back to work that thinks that the world would come to an end, you know, it really builds our self-esteem. A lot of these guys had thought, you know, very seriously about committing suicide. We've saved 6 people from committing suicide just by our life skills program. So
that's great. Wow. Yeah, there's estimates of 22 suicides, a day now, right?
22 suicides a day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just one. Last week on our program, one of the veterans that was with another organization, he was one of those people. He had attempted suicide, and now he's out there helping, like you, helping other veterans.
Yep.
So this is
yep.
great. Now, you have quite a group of veterans that are involved with. Well, you have your brother. You've got Gold Star wives. Karen Fisher is one of them. But your whole board is veterans. Why don't you talk a little bit about them?
Our whole board is veterans, yes. From the president, which is me, my vice president, my executive assistant officer. We've all served in a combat theater, and so we know what our veterans are going through. And so we don't force anybody to talk about anything that they don't want to talk about, but we're there to listen if they choose to talk about it. And everybody that comes in has served, most of them have served in a combat theater, at least one tour, if not two or three. So, and that's how we thrive. We build ourselves on our veterans and the people that want to come in and help other veterans overcome some of their issues.
Right. Now, you're partnering with other organizations. I mean, R4 Alliance is one of them, but American Legion and others. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. We've built a pretty good network of other nonprofit organizations to assist us. We've partnered up with the American Legion, the VFW, the local VFWs here. There's another group that is that just formed up here in Iowa, and their name is I'm drawing a blank right now. I just met with them last night.
It's okay. I have that happen to me all the time, and you're a lot younger than me, so don't feel bad at all. It's just the brain just sometimes drops things off. So I see here Iowa National Guard, Midwest Military Outreach Service, Jason's Box, Camp Valley Outdoors, any one of those?
Yep. There's another one, Project Rebirth and Project Cohort.
Oh, okay, great.
Is a new one that we just partnered up with. Military Warrior Support Foundation out of Texas. We hooked up with them early on in 2008. I got to tell you about this. Back in 2008, when we first got started, the Military Warrior Support Foundation is an awesome foundation also, and they're based out of Texas. We got together, and they brought up two disabled veterans from Texas, one from Florida, and one from Virginia. We had a little bit of a shooting range set up, and we had a barbecue and everything. And we had anywhere from a World War II, we had a couple of Korean War vets, three or four Vietnam vets, a veteran from Grenada, Panama, Somalia, Iraq, just a whole array. We've had like 25 veterans there. And we was getting ready to shut down our firing range. And this World War II gentleman, he leaned over to me and he said, he whispered, he says, "Chuck," he says, "do you think I can shoot that weapon?" Well, he's pointing at my Browning automatic, my 338. And I says, "Yes, sir." I says, "It's going to kick a little bit." He says, "Well, that's like what I fired back in World War II." And it says, "And it kicked pretty good then, too." He says, I don't think it changed much. And he goes, I go, "Yes, sir, yes, sir." He says, "Come on up." So we brought him up on the firing line. And he's so frail, he couldn't hold the weapon up. So I got on one side. We got the butt of the weapon in his shoulder pocket, and I was, guiding him in. Another buddy of mine was on the other side stabilizing him. And I said, "All right, sir." I said, "Now, you guys stand on the target." I says, "When you get there, just tell us to stop and go ahead and squeeze the trigger." Well, that went as far as guiding us in. And next thing I know, just go, whoom, over. We go over backwards, all three laying on the ground. I jerked the rifle out of his hands, and we're just laughing. He gets up, and he goes, "Can I do that again? Can I do that again?" He was like a little kid in a candy store. And I said, "Yes, sir, you can do it as many times as you want." And so he gets up, and he shoots like about four or five more times. And he gets over, and when he gets done, we go over and sit down by the bonfire and everything, and we start getting him something to eat. We get him a drink, and everything. And he's sitting there, and we get the brass picked up from the fire line, and he goes, he starts sharing his stories, right? And about a week and a half later, I got a phone call from his son. And he goes, "Chuck," he says, "I don't know what you did to my dad, but I want to say thanks." He says, "Number one, I seen a side of my dad that I never seen before. I've heard stories that he's never shared with anybody. But most of all, I've never known that man to sleep all the way through the night." He says, "If he passed away tomorrow, I would know that he's at peace. And for that, I want to say thanks." And that kind of choked me up a little bit. And I knew at that point we had something good going on, and it was going to help a lot of people. And so that was pretty amazing. And that all come about from hooking up with and networking with these other nonprofit organizations. And they're
just
awesome.
What about R4 Alliance? How long have you been a member? How's that helping you?
We have been a member now for about 6 months. And it is helping out tremendously. It gives you a lot of support. It gives you some insight on what other people, other organizations are doing as far as the networking piece goes. They're just awesome. I can't say enough good things about them.
Do you think you'll be able to make it down to the October National Offshore Alliance Conference in Florida?
I got my motel room reserved already. I'm looking for a two-plane fare ticket.
Okay, I'm going to be doing video episodes with each organization that attends. There's going to be a lot of them. And we're going to, at some point, Bert's going to send out a message so everybody can kind of schedule themselves in. So it'd be kind of like the audio we're doing right now, except video is much better. Putting things on YouTube or Ameristream Live, much better. And so, yeah, that's what we're going to do the whole week. Okay. How do people contact you? Talk about your website address and what do they do when they get in your website?
I've got several different ways that we reach out to people. I've got Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also a member of Veterans Owned by Businesses. And so we get emails and phone calls from all three. The VA hospitals and the vet centers around the United States are also starting to give out our information, which is really awesome.
Yeah,
we've had phone calls from California, Kansas City. I had a gentleman just call me just the other day. He was discharged from the VA hospital down in Kansas City, and the discharge nurse had given him our information. And he called and wanted to know how he could come up for one of our programs. We got a phone call from a gentleman out in California. He found us on businesses owned by veterans. And he says, you've got a 5-star rating through that nonprofit organization. Says, and there's not very many people out there that got 5 stars. So I thought I'd give you a call. I said, well, I'm glad you did. Thank you. So thank you for your service. So we're in the process of trying to get him out here for a deer hunt, and then like I say the vet centers around are giving out our information. The DNR is working really well with us. Our Iowa DNR office. If a disabled veteran calls in and is asking about a deer hunt here in Iowa, they will send them to have them call us. Primarily, we wrote a bill for disabled veterans coming into Iowa to hunt. So they have to be sponsored by a nonprofit organization like us. We will pay for their tags. They have to be 30% disabled, get a 30% rating through the VA. They have to fill out an application and a hunter safety card. And then we get all their documents, the DD-214, and then we'll send all that stuff up to the DNR office. They will scrub it themselves, and then we are issued a deer tag and a hunting license form, and then we bring them in and take them out hunting.
Do you ever have veterans around the country that want to come but can't afford it? I mean, do you have a way to help them get there? I know some can, some can't. Some organizations can't.
We are not set up at this time to pay for their travel expenses. We do pay for their hunting license, their lodging, their meals, everything that they need while they're here. We cover that expense. We just don't have the budget at this time to be able to afford to fly somebody from California to Iowa and then back again. We would love to find an organization that would help sponsor that. It's like $450 round trip to fly a veteran just about from any place in the United States to Iowa. So if we could find an organization that could help with that expense, that would be huge. That'd be great.
Exactly. But yet you have veterans flying in from around the country, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that says a lot. Well, this has been great. Why don't you give your website address and how they find you on Facebook?
Okay. My website address is www.EnglishRiverOutfitters.org. We're also on Facebook, which is English River Outfitters. You can just type in English River Outfitters and it'll come up. We're also in LinkedIn, so under my name, which is Charles Gertz. And once you get into the website, you can just kind of navigate through. We've got a lodging page. We've got a calendar of events on our main page down towards the bottom. We post a lot of our events out on Facebook. We do a newsletter also. So feel free to sign up for our newsletter. And that keeps us of anything that's changing. You know, for our, all of our either hunting events, our life skills programs, whatever we have going on, you know, fundraisers, we'll post that out there on our newsletters. And then if there's any changes, you know, or pertinent information that comes down that is going to affect the disability or the VA ratings, you know, for a veteran, you know, maybe there's a new program that come out to the VA that somebody needs to be aware of, we'll post that out there as well.
Great. I appreciate you sharing that. Any last words you'd like to share with people, maybe in Iowa, close to you, so that more people get involved or around the country?
We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for veterans to come in and take part in our life skills program. We have a track chair so that that will accompany or help a double amputee or a triple amputee get around. We've also got a golf cart that's designed, you know, for somebody that can't get around, you know, physically. We just enjoy having veterans come down and just hang out and just talk. There doesn't have to be any real motive, you know, behind it. You want to come down and talk and visit, we're always open. The door's always open.
That's great. And before we close, would you like to give a shout-out to our men and women who are serving right now around the world?
I would. Thank you. To all of our service members, Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard, thank you for your service. And keep your head high and your backside covered. And we'll see you when you get back stateside. Don't forget about us and give us a call. Come on out to Iowa and see us.
Great. Well, thank you again for your service, Chuck. And you know, you're still serving. All of your veterans that work with you, you're still serving. And that's so important. It's great. I appreciate what you're doing. And I look forward to meeting you in October in the Art for Life National Conference. And we'll give people a chance to see you and whoever you have with you on your team.
You bet. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. And thank you for what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's an honor to do this. Thank you very much. Well, folks, you've been listening here again on TalkingWithHeroes.com. We've been talking with Chuck Geertz, a 23-year, started in Marines and Army, 21 years veteran, talking about English River Outfitters, EnglishRiverOutfitters.org. And I always ask this at the end of the program, anything you can do to help get the word out about what this program you've just heard would be greatly appreciated. We have posts on each of our shows on actually three Facebook pages. One is under Talking with Heroes, another is under Talking with Heroes Program, and also on LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, and we tweet the shows. So if you find us on any of the social networking pages, actually you can get that right off at TalkingWithHeroes.com. Connect with us, but share the stories, share the posts. We really appreciate it. And feel free to put your comments about what you've just been listening to. So I appreciate that. I said in the beginning, we're doing basically two series of programs, one with R4 Alliance. We have more programs coming up. And also 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division. Just go to thankyouforyourservice.us in the left-hand column. You'll see the current programs that were coming up and ones we've just finished. And then we have a page for each group, 3rd BCT and R4 Alliance, that lists all the programs we've been doing with them in one place. So you can check out other programs, and there'll be an easy link to click on where you can start listening on audio. So I want to thank you all for listening to the program. Thank you again, Chuck, for being on the program with us. To all of our men and women who have served our country and your families, thank you for your service. And to all of our active duty military and your families, thank you for your service. And to all who may be in an area around the world somewhere where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. We look forward to you coming back really soon. God bless you. God bless America.